Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida oranges. Florida is known for its amazing citrus, and our oranges are some of the tastiest in the world. Florida oranges provide lots of vitamin C, folic acid, potassium, and other vitamins important to your health. Navel oranges are the most popular because they can be eaten fresh or juiced. Hamlin trees produce the most oranges for juicing. Valencias provide sweet, bright orange juice and are considered the king of juice oranges in Florida. The Temple Orange and the Honey Tangerine, which is also called the Murcott, are delicious hybrids of tangerine and sweet orange. The best way to store your oranges is on the tree, as citrus will not continue to ripen once picked. To tell if your oranges are ripe, pick one off the tree and try it. For more information on oranges, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil pH. pH is the measure of acidity or alkalinity. Essential plant nutrients like iron become more or less available depending on the pH of the soil, so your soil's pH can affect the health of your plants. To determine your soil's pH, bring a soil sample to your county extension office for a soil test. Once you have the results, you can choose plants that are adapted to your soil pH. Most plants do best in a slightly acidic soil, but some, like blueberries and azaleas, prefer strongly acidic soils. It's also possible to alter the pH of your soil by adding supplements like lime or sulfur, but the effects will be temporary, and applying too much lime or sulfur can damage your plants. For more information on soil pH and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums, or mums, are popular and colorful perennials. These flowers come in many colors, from white to deep red, and a variety of sizes. Mums are easy to grow and can live for years. When you buy potted chrysanthemums, look for healthy, well-shaped plants with many flower buds. Mums like sun, but can also thrive in partial shade, and are fairly cold-hardy. When planting mums, incorporate peat moss, compost, or cow manure into your soil. Space plants 18 to 24 inches apart. Pinch or prune them on a regular basis to maintain a bushy, compact form. Mums naturally set buds and flower fall through spring, when days are short. But flowering mums can be purchased blooming at any time. Nothing says fall like a garden full of mums. For more information on chrysanthemums and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, basil. Sweet basil smells and tastes spicy and fresh, and is often used for flavor in Asian, Italian, and other cuisine. This herb is perfect for growing in the fall. Basil can grow quite large, and the leaf colors range from green to purple. The tender leaves can be used fresh at any time, or dried for later use. Basil is attractive as a potted plant, or can be incorporated into landscape plantings. You can plant seeds, or purchase transplants for your garden. Basil will thrive in any sunny, well-drained location and will do best in soils with plenty of organic matter. Use your basil in pesto, salad dressings, or a gourmet omelet. For more information about basil and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing your lawn. As temperatures begin to cool in the fall, you might be tempted to apply fertilizer products to your lawn, but timing is important. The last recommended time to fertilize your lawn in North Florida is in September, while in Central Florida, October is the latest. A high potassium fertilizer would be best. Fertilizing too late could cause the grass to be growing when cold weather comes, making it more cold sensitive. If you missed your fall application, there's no need to worry. As growth begins in the spring, just apply an appropriate fertilizer for your lawn type, and your turf will respond with fresh growth and vigor. In some parts of South Florida, it's warm enough that your grass may grow and need fertilizer year-round. For more information about lawn care and other gardening topics, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.